Welcome back to Fox Sports Radio. D.C. Everest and Eshwaban on in just a moment. Now from the campus of Walsall West, our national anthem. Playing as the home team, the Ashwaubenon Jaguars take the field. Good afternoon to you. I'm Chris Conley. Big crowd gathering here on the Walsall West campus for this sectional semifinal game. I see that there are a lot of Evergreen's parents who've somehow taken the day off from work. And we see a lot of students here, too. Seniors graduated from D.C. Everest last week, so they have some time to come out and enjoy baseball on a beautiful day. Little bit of haze. We've clouded over from time to time. It feels a bit muggy. Our broadcast position, well, they saved the best seat in the house for us. We're right behind home plate out of doors on what's going to be a nice day for baseball. It is 74 degrees at first pitch. Let's set the Ashwaubenon defense as pitcher Tanner Wittig is completing his warm-up tosses. In the outfield, Kyle Mazurinski will start in left. It's Jarrett Curtis in center field, and Jake Immig is in right. In the infield, from left to right, Hunter Pale will play at third base. Jake Monroe is the shortstop. Jake Moynihan is at second base, and Quinton Hammer is the first baseman. The battery, that's Zach Immig, a sophomore catcher, getting the start for Ashwaubenon. And it's right-hander Tanner Wittig to be doing the pitching. Wittig is completing his toss-up, his warm-up tosses right now. D.C. Everest, playoff baseball, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. The winner of this game will play again later this afternoon, with the winner of that second game going on to state. The winner here will take on the Bayport Pirates. Bayport gave up a four-run lead in the seventh inning. Let Walsall West come back and tie them 8-8. The seventh on a bases loaded one out squeeze play for a 9-8 win. That is what awaits the winner of this game. Hagenbusher, Ludke, and Plaza to bat for the Evergreens. Let's light this candle, ready for the first pitch. Swing and a miss, and we're underway. You think of how lousy the weather was at the beginning of this baseball season, raining and then some snow. This is the weather we've been waiting for. Very pleasant baseball weather. Wittig took something off that second pitch and drops it in, found the outside corner. He's ahead on Hagenbusher, 0-2. So right away, Wittig has shown that he can throw his off-speed stuff for a strike right here for the first batter. Off-speed pitch again, it's a weak pop-up in the infield. The third baseman, Hunter Fale, is under it and makes the catch, and that's the first out. Hagenbusher just barely got a piece of that pitch. He knew that he had to swing to protect. That was, again, a good off-speed pitch that was going to be on the outside corner. Hagenbusher had to swing, wasn't able to do much with it. Evergreen's first batter retired by Hunter Wittig, and here comes Sean Ludke. Evergreen's first two men are both left-handers. First ball swing, this is a slow roller to short. Going to be a tough play, mishandled, safe. Jake Monroe took his eye off that ball as if he knew that he was going to have to rush his throw. They're going to charge an error there to the shortstop, even though I think if he came up with that cleanly, not sure he would have thrown out Ludke anyway. Monroe did indeed misplay that ball. One out and a runner on first. Here comes big Michael Plaza. So what do you make of Michael Plaza now? 385 batting average. By far the best on the team. With about a week to go in the regular season, though, he was hitting .430. So, I mean, he's seen 45, 50 points come off his batting average. For Mike Plaza, that's a slump. But this is still the best bat the Evergreens have. I prefer to look at Mike Plaza as overdue, you know, rather than someone who's been in a slump. Plaza is, for a time, was moved up to second in the batting order to try and get him better pitches. There was a throw over. Lutke gets back easily. First pitch to Plaza is high and in. That's ball one. When Plaza has made outs, he's been lunging or has been out in front of pitches. Best advice you could give to Mike Plaza if you were his hitting instructor was keep those hands back. Be a little more patient at the plate. Make good contact through the hitting zone. But that applies for anyone. Pitch to Plaza there is a fastball, and it misses down low. He's ahead in the count. Two balls and no strikes. We are just underway. If you're joining us, we got underway late because the first game here of this triple header got underway a little later than expected. So we had a little more time between games to get the field ready and get these teams warmed up. Plaza's waiting on a 2-0 pitch, and that fastball is down low. Right-hander Tanner Whitting is almost working carefully to Plaza. You know, both of these teams have very limited scouting information on each other, but you can see Plaza's batting average, and he bats third, so you know you'd want to be careful with him with a runner on first. 3-0 pitch, and that one's wide, wide on the corner for a strike. Plaza can afford to take at 3-0. He'll get the same pitch now at 3-1, or perhaps something better. Right-handed batting Mike Plaza against right-handed pitcher Whitting. Whitting steps off and throws over to first. Sean Lutke is back. Lutke reached on an error, so there's one out and one on as we play the top of the first inning. Evergreens feel like they have everything in front of them, that the difference between them and these elite Fox Valley teams is not all that much. That pitch didn't miss by much. Down low, it's ball four to Mike Plaza. Now, Ashwaubenon has sent a lot of fans over here. Right behind me, there are almost as many Ashwaubenon fans who traveled an hour and a half as there are Evergreens fans who traveled 10 minutes to get here to Wausau West. And Ashwaubenon, this is a good athletic department. Ashwaubenon had an elite football team, good baseball team, too. Evergreens have opportunities here. Here's Cody Cocker, cleanup batter. Off-speed pitch is up high to Cocker. Four of the last five pitches thrown by Tanner Whitting have been out of the strike zone. Evergreens trying to get something going here in the first inning. Runners on first and second and one out. They've got Cody Cocker at bat. Off-speed pitch lined into center field. That's a base hit. Will the Evergreens try and score the run? Yes, they will. No, they're going to cut it off. Here comes a play at the plate. Ball is loose. Runner is in. That throw was there in time, but Zach Immig did not hold the ball as the lead runner, Sean Lutke, came in, and the Evergreens have a 1-0 lead. And that should have been an out at home, and instead the Evergreens get a run. The ball was there in plenty of time. Coach Dave Langbin, who coaches at third base, was being very aggressive to send the runner there. And it turns out that aggressiveness gets the Evergreens a run, even though it could have very easily unfolded the other way. A single and an RBI for Cody Cocker, and the Evergreens lead 1-0. Wyatt Brown to bat now, and that pitch is just outside. Only thing I don't like about that play is that the Evergreens still have runners on first and second. You would have liked to have seen these runners take a second base once they saw the play was coming home. Small matter here as the Evergreens have that early lead. Pitch now, there's a swing and a miss from Wyatt Brown. The count evens at one ball, one strike. 1-0 Evergreens. Evergreens got the early lead in their 5-2 win against Antigo, and they'll play from in front in the early going here. One out and runners on first and second. There's an off-speed pitch, and that's a nice pitcher's pitch. Tanner Whitting just dropped that curveball in for strike two. It's a ball and two strikes. Wyatt Brown has raised his batting average to .278. And Brown has been one of the toughest outs in this Evergreens lineup in the last week or two of the season. That pitch misses outside, 2-2. We have a great view of balls and strikes. We are right behind home plate, and we are at field level. We could not ask for a better view of this ball game. Wyatt Brown waiting on a 2-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch got him. Wyatt Brown swings and misses. He's the second out. Well, here comes pitcher Brady Burrell.
Brady Burrell.
The senior is already staked to a 1-0 lead, and he'll get a chance to pick up another one with a hit to the outfield. So Brady Burrell with an opportunity to help himself with two outs. Evergreen's capitalizing on some Ashwaubenon mistakes here. The run that came around to score was put on an error, and that runner out at second is there by a walk. Burrell is first ball swinging and fouls it off down the first base line. No balls, one strike. D.C. Everest Baseball brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Burrell taking a long time looking down at his third base coach, Dave Langman. He's got his sign now. We see a lot of people here at the ballpark with their radios with them. Hey, we'll be good company today. Ashwaubenon fans, too. Off-speed pitch. Burrell swings right through it. He's down, no balls and two strikes. Wittig, you can tell, can throw things other than fastballs for strikes. And he's got a couple of different speeds that he can throw at. Wittig looks like he's going to be a tough customer, so the Evergreens should feel good about having a run in. They'd love to get one more. Burrell's got to shorten up here. 0-2, swings and misses, and Brady Burrell has struck out to bring the inning to an end. The Evergreens get a run with only one, an error and a walk. They leave two on. At the end of a half inning, it's D.C. Everest 1, Ashwaubenon coming to bat. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
There, I'm ready for guests. Oh, except for that cobweb way up there. If I stand on this chair...
When life stretches you to the breaking point...
I can almost reach... Whoa!
Bone and joint walk-in care can put you back together again. No appointment necessary. Just walk in at 5200 Hummingbird Road in Wausau between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. and our orthopedic experts will treat you with great care. Visit bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Wausau West. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens got a run in their half of the first inning. And now the home team, Ashwaubenon, is ready to take their turn at bat. Let's check the Evergreens defense behind starting right-handed pitcher Brady Burrell. Mike Plaza starts in left field, moving left to right. Wyatt Brown is in center, and Sean Lutke is the starting right fielder. Lutke's in right field today. Right field has been one of those rotating spots where the Evergreens have been trying to insert the hottest bat into their lineup. It is Lutke who will get the start there today. In the infield, Cody Cocker's at third. Alex Kell is the starting shortstop. Nathan Sleaford is at second base, and Josh Merchant's at first. Senior battery for the Evergreens. Mason Hagenbusher catches, and Brady Burrell will pitch. Jake Immig, Jake Monroe, and Kyle Morzwinski to bat for Ashwaubenon. Jaguars 20-7. Immig is in. Burrell comes set. And here's Brady Burrell's first offering. Fastball is fouled off down the first base line. That's strike one. Brady Burrell's last pitching appearance was 1 week from today. Burrell pitched a complete game, a 9-1 victory over Rhinelander. That was in the first round of the regionals. Evergreens have won since then. They're now here in the sectional semifinals. Burrell tried an off-speed pitch there. It's like that slipped out of his hands. That barely reached the dirt in front of home plate. One ball, one strike. Ugly moment there from the pitcher's mound. No problem. Immig waiting now on the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. Curveball there, and Brady Burrell left it up high. Two balls, one strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and your hunting needs at Baseman's on Wausau's west side. Hard hit ball to the right side. Gets by first baseman Josh Merchant. A hard, solid single down the right field line to lead off the bottom of the first for Jake Immig. So just like that, the hit column evens at one apiece. And Jake Monroe to bat. See if Ashwaubenon is ready to test the arm of catcher Mason Hagenbusher. And see what Brady Burrell can do now that he'll have to pitch from the stretch. He'll shorten up his delivery here. Sometimes Brady Burrell's been high and wild here on the first pitch. There is up high for a ball. Yeah, when Brady Burrell has had mechanic problems, it has come with runners on base. And the struggle has been to keep his pitches down. And that is exactly the situation that Brady Burrell finds himself in here. None out, one on. Here's his pitch. There's a fastball, and that's popped up. Shallow outfield. The second baseman going back, Nathan Sleaford, calling and catching. There's the first out. Monroe flies out to Sleaford.
Now batting the left fielder, number seven.
Kyle Morzinski to bat now. Brzezinski's the number three hitter, so you know that he's a big bat in the Ashwaubenon lineup. But yet he's a compact kid. There's no way he's 6 feet. Maybe 5'8 or 5'9. So he's got to pack a punch with that compact swing. Burrell throws over to first, and the runner is back. So Imig remained at first base. Unproductive at-bat to be able to move him over. Runner is going here. Pitches up high. Throw down to second, and he is safe. Catcher Mason Hagenbusher's throw was on the shortstop side of the bag. And when the second baseman Sleaford tried to get it, tried to swipe tag back over, it was not in time. You know what? Hagenbusher would have had a chance of throwing him out if that throw was on the other side of the bag. Stolen base puts a runner in scoring position. And Mazeroski is waiting for his 1-0 pitch. Burrell checks that runner at second base. He's coming home with a fastball, and that's popped up. It's on the infield. And it is going to be caught by the third baseman, Cody Cocker. Just drifted into fair territory. Mazeroski got underneath that. And now there are two down. He hit that a mile high into the air. And Cody Cocker had time to settle under it and make the catch. The designated hitter, Cole Hansen, is ready to bat. And if we said that Mazeroski looked like a short kid, Cole Hansen is not a short kid. Cole Hansen looks like he's 6'2 or 6'3. I would want him for the Ashwaubenon basketball team as well. He'll bat with two outs and with a runner on second base. Evergreen's lead 1-0 here, and Brady Burrell will have a chance to get out of this, stranding that runner in scoring position. Hansen is a left-handed batter. Stepped out for a moment while Brady Burrell was getting ready, and now Hansen is ready for his first pitch. Burrell takes a long look at that runner at second base. First ball swing, and that's popped up. It's in foul territory. Catcher Hagenbusher doesn't see it, and it just goes over the fence, out of play. In this sky that's kind of hazy and kind of grayish clouds overhead now, maybe a little tough to see the baseball here. Just at this part of the afternoon and this weather condition, I mean, there's no real threat of rain. But that ball was popped up behind home plate and close enough to being in play that Hagenbusher had to take a look at it. And Mason Hagenbusher didn't locate that ball for a long time. No harm there as the ball drifted over the backstop screen, not far from our broadcast spot. 0-1 is the count. Burrell steps off. Doesn't want that runner at second base, Jake Imig, to get too big a lead. We're playing the bottom of the first inning. Ashwaubenon is batting, and the Evergreens are up 1-0. Evergreens with a walk, an error, and a hit. Burrell throws the curveball there and leaves it up high. It's one ball, one strike. Chris Conley with you. Strikes me that playoff games like this are a chance that we make new friends at Fox Sports Radio. A lot of people joining us here in the stands with their radios, and there are more people up in the parking lot watching in their cars with the air conditioner going and with their radio on, too. Throw on to second, and he's just back there. Oh, I thought they had him picked off at second base. That was a close play. Brady Burrell stepped off the rubber, wheeled to second base all in one motion, and almost got Jake Imig, who had strayed too far away. Very close play at second base. Ashwaubenon's lucky. Instead, it's a ball and a strike to Cole Hansen. Here's Burrell's pitch. That one's popped up. Foul territory. It's going to go back over the screen and out of play. Strike two. 1-2 to lefty Hansen. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. They're proud supporters of high school sports, and they wish all area athletes a successful season. If you're an Evergreens or an Ashwaubenon fan, if you're in town and need the services of any of our sponsors, out-of-town lawyer, perhaps, it's the sponsors that make our high school sports broadcast possible. Curveball is left up high. Two balls and two strikes. Many of our sponsors are with us for all of our DC Everest broadcasts, from football to girls and boys basketball, hockey, and baseball. Was counting it up just yesterday. This is our 85th Evergreens broadcast of the season. 85 sporting events from the start of the school year in the fall through our winter sports and now through the baseball season. Count is two balls, two strikes. Here's Burrell's pitch. Fastball. That's fouled back right in front of us. Missed us. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Hanson, the batter, with a runner on second here in the bottom of the first inning. As Ashwaubenon is trying to answer the one run the Evergreens pushed across in their half of the first inning. Bayport waits in the wings for the winner of this game. Again, looks that runner at second. Big lead out there. They're going to send him on a hit to the outfield. Pitches down low. It's ball four. And it gets away from catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Now they're going to say foul ball. What are they going to call here? They're going to say, are they going to say that hit him? Or it's a foul ball? What are they going to say? The runner is staying at first base, so the call there has got to be that it's a batter that was hit. Got to be. Otherwise, the ball got away from Hagenbusher, and the runner could have advanced from second to third base.
Number 17.
Didn't see where that hit Cole Hanson, and I'm right here. Pitch inside while he checked his swing. Maybe they're saying that that hit him up on the arm or the elbow. No matter. Runners on first and second. Hunter Fail will bat now. Runners on first and second and two outs. Actually, if the call is that it was a hit batsman, that's a break for the Evergreens, because otherwise that ball gets by Hagenbusher. Popped up, foul territory. Is there a play? This could end the inning. Cody Cocker, Hagenbusher, nope, falls in front of the Ashwaubenon dugout. The catcher and third baseman both had to pull up as they were getting close to the cinder blocks on the outside of that dugout on the third base line. And it's just a foul for Hunter Fail. Evergreens would have loved a cheap foul out there to get out of the inning. First and second, two outs. Fail against Brady Burrell. Burrell again looks back at that runner. And here comes his 0-1 pitch, fastball. Did he check his swing? Yes, he did. They're going to appeal down to first, and the first base umpire's not even looking. So, of course, there's no appeal. The first base umpire turned his back. One ball, one strike. We work a three-man umpire crew in the sectionals, and because there are three games on this field today, that's nice. Each one of the umpires will get a chance to work the infield twice, and will work home plate once. Waiting on Burrell's 1-1 pitch. Curveball there did not break down in the strike zone. Burrell left that one up high. So far, we have not seen Brady Burrell throw that second pitch for a strike. And we'd love to see Brady get that pitch down and over as we go through the ballgame. So far, Brady Burrell has been relying solely on that fastball to get outs. Two balls, one strike. Coming home here, and that fastball misses down low, 3-1. Burrell on that fastball delivery was a little more over the top, almost like he was aiming there. New baseball thrown out to our umpire. Need to keep the ball bag full on a day like this. Big pitch here for Brady Burrell. He's in danger of loading the bases. The count is 3-1 with two outs. Here it comes, off-speed pitch, and that's popped up. Foul grounds down the third base line. It will go out of play and into the bullpen area beyond the Ashwaubenon dugout. Nearly hit a fan, not paying attention. Our crowd here at Walsall West Field is spread out. Big bleachers behind us. But we have fans up on the hill down the third base line and all the way down along the outfield fence on the first base line. Three balls and two strikes here. As Burrell looks in. Here it comes, and there's a hard hit ball, base hit to left field. See if Ashwaubenon's going to try and score a run to tie this game. Plaza, throw home, and it's offline, tie ball game. Evergreens with a throw down to second to try and get the lead runner. He is safe. Ashwaubenon with a two-out single from Hunter Fail have tied the ball game 1-1. Timely hitting on a 3-2 fastball. Fail smacked it to left field and brings home Jake Immig to tie the game. Plaza might have had a chance to throw him out with a more accurate throw from left field, but Plaza's throw would have had to have been right on. Instead, his throw was up the line. And the lead runner out at second base, Cole Hansen, is wearing a leg brace underneath his uniform, and his leg brace seems to have come undone as he slid back into second base. We're going to have a stoppage here on what may be an injury stoppage. Yeah, you'd never know there was something wrong with Cole Hansen's leg until he lifted that pant leg and something came loose with his leg brace that he was wearing underneath his jersey, underneath his jersey pants. And the athletic trainer is coming out to do a little work on the runner at second base, Cole Hansen. Meanwhile, it was Hunter Fales, RBI single to left, that has tied this ball game 1-1. So the Evergreens' lead was short-lived. Brady Burrell has given up two hits and has hit a batter. And now let's see, they're going to leave Cole Hansen out there. This was more of an injury equipment adjustment. Here's the sophomore catcher that we mentioned earlier, Zach Immig. He's Jake's younger brother. You can see why Zach bats. Zach is a big kid. In fact, I think, even though he appears to be 2 years or so younger, he's a bigger kid than his older brother, Jake. Still men on first and second, and there are two outs. So Brady Burrell now trying to get out of this inning with it tied 1-1. Drops his off-speed pitch and left that a little bit low. That was the closest that Brady Burrell came to throwing that off-speed pitch for a strike. It was the kind of pitch you were hoping that Immig would take a whack at and swing through, and he did not. So he is disciplined at the plate, and he's ahead in the count. 1-1, no strikes. Burrell again looks at that runner at second base. Pitch to Immig here, smacked right at the third baseman. Caught by Cody Cocker on a fly to bring the inning to an end. Ashwaubenon gets the run back on two hits. At the end of one inning, Evergreens 1, Jaguars 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens are ready to bat in the top of the second inning. Each team sent six men to the plate in the first, and each team scored a run. I will say this, as we try and give you, you know, kind of the dynamics or the game within the game, I thought Ashwaubenon had an easier time hitting Brady Burrell in that first inning than the Evergreens had in hitting Turner Wittig. I mean, Wittig allowed three men in a row to reach and then came back and got two strikeouts. And Wittig showed the ability to change speeds and to throw those changed pitches for strikes. Evergreen sends Sleaford, Merchant, and Kell to the plate. First ball swinging, and Sleaford fouls that ball back behind home plate for strike one. How territory in the plate. The first baseman, Quinton Hammer, is under it and makes the catch. Nathan Sleaford got under that and has fouled out for the first out. Here comes Josh Merchant. Josh Merchant also was hitting below his weight earlier in the season, and to his credit, Merchant has been better at the plate down the stretch. Merchant had a two-hit game against Rhinelander, and just like that, 8 for 23, Merchant has raised his batting average to .348. First pitch is down low to Josh Merchant. Merchant gets respect at the plate just because of the way he looks. Big football player type build. He fouls that one off. It's one ball and one strike. And Merchant gets fewer at-bats than some of the other evergreens because when Brady Burrell is not pitching, it's usually Burrell at first base and Merchant on the bench there. Pitch there is a curveball. Boy, that's a tough curve. Was inside just a little bit. Tough pitch to lay off. Tanner Wittig has good stuff. Yeah, this kid is fun to watch pitch. He's going to be a hitting challenge for the Evergreens. Fastball there is bounced to short. Jake Monroe fields it cleanly. Low throw, but it's still in time. And Josh Merchant is out. That's four batters in a row that Turner Wittig has retired. And here comes Alex Kell.
Number 31, Alex Kell.
I don't think there has been a more streaky hitter in the Evergreens lineup than Alex Kell. I can remember a couple of games back, late in the regular season, 3-for-4, and had a 3-for-3 game. So Alex Kell hits the ball a lot. Then he'll follow that up with an 0-for-4 and a couple strikeouts and what have you. First pitch to Wittig, from Wittig is down low. That's a ball. You would love in one of these playoff games to get the hot Alex Kell, because the Evergreens probably need one or two more bats to get really hot to make a run into state. Kell swings and misses. It's one ball and one strike. D.C. Everest High School Baseball is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. Wittig's 2-2 pitch, that fastball is down low, 2-1. Wittig has settled down nicely after struggling a little in that first inning. He didn't have an error committed behind him, and that was the run that came around to score, so the Evergreens' run is unearned. Tries something off speed. That one did not fall into the strike zone. And Alex Kell has worked ahead in the count. Three balls and one strike. With two outs and none on, I'd be tempted to let Alex Kell swing away here. Let's see what he does. 3-1 pitch. He is swinging. He fouls off what would probably have been ball four. Swung at a high pitch and fouled it back into the screen. Well, that's frustrating. Yeah, with no one on, I'd be inclined to let him hit. Try and get an extra base hit. Instead, 3-2 pitch coming. That one is up high, and Alex Kell has walked. Two walks allowed by Turner Wittig against two strikeouts. And the Evergreens have a two-out runner, and they get to the top of their batting order, Mason Hagenbusher to bat. Again, we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, at this point in the season, there are some Evergreens batters who are cold, some who have become hot. Wyatt Brown's been hot. Brady Burrell's been hot. Mason Hagenbusher, cold. He's still hitting .325 for the season, but that average was up higher than that earlier in the year. Well, no time like now to get started again. Left-handed batter here, throw over to first, and Alex Kell is back. And Hagenbusher catches and leads off. Hagenbusher was 0-for-4 in the Evergreens' last game. Runner is going on a delayed steal. Throw down to second safe. Ball almost goes into the outfield. And you know what? The runner is hurt. A delayed steal. Alex Kell was halfway in between first and second. Decided to go, and the catcher double clutched. But Kell either went shoulder or head first into the bag. And Kell is still down on all fours. He has not gotten to his feet yet. The Evergreens are going to have a runner at second, but it will likely be someone other than Alex Kell, who is still doubled over in pain and is being checked out by the coaching staff. So Kell is going to get credit for an unusual stolen base. Crowd cheers as Alex Kell gets up. I would think just because you want to try and score that runner from second base on a hit to the outfield, wouldn't you want a courtesy runner here? The Evergreens coaching staff does not see it that way. They're going to leave Alex Kell in. You hear that the wind has picked up a little bit, blowing across our field microphones right behind home plate here. So Kell stays in the ball game, and he's now on second with two outs. And the pitch is 1-0 to Hagenbusher, outside corner. That's a strike. That's a nice pitch from Tanner Wittig on the outside black there. So Hagenbusher on a hit to the outfield could give the Evergreens the lead right back. And here comes the 1-1 pitch. That one almost in the same spot. That's a little further off the plate. That's called a ball. Wittig tried to throw the same pitch and tried to hit the same spot. And the pitch was just a little wide. So Hagenbush was ahead in the count, 2-1. Pitch here, and that smacked into right field. The right fielder is coming on, though, and just got a little under it. And Jake Immig in right field makes the catch. Mason Hagenbusher hit it square, but just hit it right at the right fielder, Jake Immig, for the third out. The Evergreens get a walk, a stolen base, and strand a man in scoring position. The bottom of the second inning is coming up. D.C. Everest 1, Ashwaubenon 1, back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Hey, you.
Who?
Who? We have you covered.
I got you covered. Aggressively.
From the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm all over this.
So great to hear you guys on the air.
In the Twitter sphere.
Contact us via Twitter.
That's what people will tweet, too.
And FoxSportsRadio.com.
Intense, bro. I got you covered, man.
It's instant information. For a nation on the go.
Oh, let's go.
We are your full-service sports network. So dial us up and get tuned in.
We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
The bottom of the second inning is on, as Ashwaubenon will send their 7, 8, and 9 hitters to bat against Brady Burrell. I'm Chris Conley, and we're tied 1-1. Both teams getting a run in the first inning. Quinton Hammer to lead off against Brady Burrell. Burrell's pitch count was fairly high in that first inning. And Burrell's first offering here in the second, fastball down low, ball one. Yeah, Wittig has better stuff than Burrell earlier on in the game, so that's going to be a challenge for the Evergreens. It means that Burrell's going to be pitching with a very little margin for error. Tried to take something off there. Batter did not bite. It's down low. Hammers ahead in the count. 2 balls, no strikes. And this is not the way the Evergreens wanted Burrell to pitch. Was in the dugout getting the starting lineup, and I heard the message to Brady Burrell from his coaches. First pitch, strike one. Slow roller to short. Fielded by Alex Kell. Throw over to first. Got him by a step. That was close at first. Alex Kell did a good job charging in to retire Quinton Hammer. The Evergreens have the first out. Jake Moynihan to bat now. Moynihan's right-handed batter. Yeah, the instructions to Brady Burrell was the first pitch is the most important pitch. Throw it for a strike. Evergreens, though, at the plate have been much more aggressive, much more first ball swinging when the Evergreens are on the bat. Ashwaubenon wants to see if Brady Burrell can throw that first strike. And there's the first pitch. It is on the inside corner. Strike one. That's the instruction. These Evergreen seniors have already graduated. Graduation ceremonies were last week. Before the game, Wyatt Brown talking to some of his coaches. Wyatt out in center field attending UW-Stevens Point. Fastball foul back, 0-2, where Wyatt Brown is going to play football. Star running back for the Evergreens, led the Valley Football Association in rushing. Joking about Wyatt Brown's upcoming class schedule and how the campus there is bigger than what he's used to in high school. Burrell's ahead on Moynihan, 0-2. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch, fisted down the right field line. This is trouble. If it's fair, it drops in. Not hit hard, not hit well, but just blooped into right field, and it's a single for Jake Moynihan. And that was a pretty good pitch from Brady Burrell, too. Jammed him inside, and the ball was fisted. Out of the range of first baseman Josh Merchant and too far for right fielder Sean Ludke to come in and play. So Ashwaubenon has a one-out base runner, and the pitcher Turner Wittig is now ready to bat. Wittig is not a particularly big kid, and he's not particularly broad-shouldered. Skinny beanpole to bat here. With a runner on first, pitcher with a chance to help himself with one out. Burrell starts him with an off-speed pitch, and Wittig chased it. Failed at a pitch that was outside. Didn't look good on that at all. Evergreens baseballs. By everythingevergreens.com. Hey, that's our new website. And even if you're an Ashwaubenon fan and you're here and you're listening, You take a photograph, use your Instagram account, and use the hashtag DC Everest. You can share it with everybody. We love game photographs posted on our website, everythingevergreens.com. It's also where you can hear the play-by-play podcasts. So if your team wins and you want to relive the moment, well, we would love the Evergreens fans to re-experience these thrills one more time at everythingevergreens.com, blogs and game photos, too. Throw over to first, runner is back. Pitcher thinking about bunting there. Pitches up high for a ball. Snap throw from catcher Hagenbusher down to first, runner's back. To ball to strike to Wittig. Kind of surprised that Ashwaubenon is not pinch hitting for Wittig. Wittig doesn't look too imposing at the plate. Didn't look very good on that swing. And yet the pitcher bats for himself. Ashwaubenon instead decided to DH for their starting center fielder. 1-1 pitch coming off speed pitch, and that's fouled off over the screen and out of play on a pitch that was out of the strike zone. Runner was going there. They were hit and running with Moynihan at first base. He'll have to go back to first, and we'll do it again. The winner of this game will play again a half hour afterwards. Bayport is waiting in the wings. 9-8 winners. They ended Walsall West's season earlier today. West trailed 8-1, came all the way back, only to fall in the bottom of the seventh inning. Walsall West Warriors season underway. Pitch there is down low. Wild pitch. Gets by Mason Hagenbusher, and the runner advances to second. So the Evergreens make things a little bit tougher on themselves. It's two balls and two strikes to Wittig. Brady Burrell now under a little bit of pressure here to battle back and to get this out. Hit to the outfield now could give the Jaguars the lead. 2-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, slow grounder, diving, stopped by Alex Kellett, short throws to first, and they got him. Runner advances. No, they're going to say what? They're going to say that pulled him off the base? Yes. Runner is safe. Alex Kell made a diving stop at short, threw without fully getting up, and his throw was a little wide to first base, and they're going to score Tanner Wittig with a single. Now, again, because Alex Kell dove and kept that ball from going into the outfield, it keeps a run from coming in. All right, the Evergreens in a little bit of a hole here with runners on first and third. And the top of the Ashwaubenon batting order up, Jake Immig singled his first at-bat. He's 1-for-1. Burrell's first pitch. Fastball missed up there. Burrell was hoping for a high strike call, and he didn't get it. So Wittig putting that ball in play, with Alex Kell having to go almost behind second base to make a stop there. And it's credited as an infield hit. Ashwaubenon owns the hit column 3-1. Pitch there is on the inside corner. Good battle back pitch from Brady Burrell. It's one ball and one strike. We expect when the high school football season starts that our website, everythingevergreens.com, will be very active with tweets and fan photos. 1-1 pitch coming. This is an off-speed pitch, and it's popped up. This may be playable behind home plate. Hagenbusher looking. Nope, just over the backstop and out of play. Evergreen sure could have used that second out. Instead, it just fouled its way over the screen. Ball and two strikes here. The Evergreens got that first out here in the second inning and then have seen back-to-back singles from Jake Monahan, not hard hit, and Turner Wittig, a hit in the infield. So Ashwaubenon does not have a hard hit in this inning, and yet they have runners on first and third. Runner is going from first, off-speed pitch, hit and run, ground ball to short. Bobbled for a moment, throw over to first, they get the out, but a run comes in from third base, and Ashwaubenon takes a 2-1 lead. So Immig grounds out to Kell, but it's still a productive RBI-generating at-bat as Jake Moynihan comes in from third base. 2-1, Jaguars. Turner Wittig, the pitcher, advances to second base on the ground out. So there is still a runner in scoring position for Jake Monroe. Monroe popped out in the infield his first time up. First time in the ballgame, Ashwaubenon leads, and Burrell's pitch to Monroe is outside. One ball, no strikes. It seems like Burrell has, well, more often than not been pitching behind in the count. And more often than not, Ashwaubenon's had men on base. five Jaguars have reached. And we're only 1 2/3 in. This is popped up. Should end the inning. Center fielder Wyatt Brown is coming in. Calling, making the catch. And Ashwaubenon gets one run, but strands a runner at second base in scoring position on Jake Monroe's foul out. Evergreen's coming up on the top of the third with Ashwaubenon now leading 2-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tolusti and Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back as we're ready for the top of the third inning between D.C. Everest and Ashwaubenon. I'm Chris Conley. Our sectional semifinal game is at Walsall West High School, a neutral field. Ashwaubenon as the higher seed. The number two seed is the home team. Evergreen's number six seed, where their road grays trimmed in green and yellow, and they are the visiting team as they bat now in the top of the third inning. First time the Evergreens will be hitting trailing by a run, 2-1. Lutke, Plaza, and Cocker, 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. These are the big bats for the Evergreens. Lutke swings through the first pitch, strike one. With Tanner Wittig, it is almost a guessing game because he changes speed, so you've got to be geared for whatever he's throwing. Geared for a fastball here. This is lined to center field. But underneath it and flying out. Jared Curtis is there in center field to make the catch. That looked better off the bat. Kind of hung up there. And Curtis had to take just a few steps back to make the out, retiring Sean Lutke. Ashwaubenon with two runs on three hits. They've committed an error. The Evergreens one run on one hit. They have also committed an error. And here comes Mike Plaza. First pitch to him is down low. Well, the official scoring then, we had thought that Tanner Wittig, when he batted, was going to get credit for a hit. Tanner Wittig reached on an error. That is the official scoring. So we were more generous. Pitches outside to Mike Plaza. Reaches down and fouls that one off. Plaza is still ahead in the count. 2 balls and 1 strike. Plaza worked out a walk his first time up. Plaza was also getting some coaching in the dugout before the game. Knowing that Tanner Wittig's an off-speed pitcher, Plaza reached there, and that wasn't a good pitch to hit. That was a little up high. Plaza fouled that one off. 2-2. Plaza's instructions were to be patient. Waiting on a 2-2 pitch, Wittig to Plaza. That was a good pitch down low. Plaza fouls it off to stay alive. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Today's D.C. Everest baseball game is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Tuesday afternoon baseball. Nice to see so many parents out supporting their kids. Plaza takes an off-speed pitch and chops it to short. Coming in is Jake Moynihan's throw to first is in time, and Mike Plaza is out. Plaza didn't get a good swing at that. Off-speed pitch, though, certainly too close to take, so Plaza had to take a whack at that and put that ball in play, and instead he grounded weakly to short. Turner Wittig has retired the first two batters that he's faced here in the top of the third. Here comes Cody Cocker. Cocker delivered an RBI single for the Evergreens back in the first inning. Brought in Sean Ludke, who had reached on an error. And that accounted for the Evergreens run. Ashwaubenon has tallied twice since then. Pitch is just off the outside corner to Cocker. Cocker's a left-handed batter, so we kind of turn everything around. That's the unusual look for opposing pitchers here. In this Evergreens lineup, three of the first four batters, 1, 3, and 4, are lefties. Hagenbusher, Ludke, and Cocker. Pitch there, misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Wyatt Brown awaits on deck, and Brown's been so hot. Just get a runner on and see if Wyatt can move him around. 2-0 pitch. Fastball is down low. Skipping rope to get out of the way there is Wittig. You hear the baseball rolling right in front of our Fox Sports Radio microphones. And you hear Wyatt Brown coming to pick up that loose ball. The fast cleats of Wyatt Brown on our Fox Sports microphones, ladies and gentlemen. 3-0 pitch, ball 4. Cody Cocker has worked out a 2-out walk. Wyatt Brown struck out his first time. And again, Wyatt Brown's been hitting the ball so well, he could easily drive the ball into the gap here for extra bases and tie up this ball game. A lot of line drives coming off the bat of Wyatt Brown here. And, you know, these may be the last few at-bats in organized baseball for Wyatt Brown. I don't think he's going to be playing baseball at point. He may be concentrating exclusively on football. Too soon to say. Bats here with 2 outs and his team trailing by 1. Did he lay off on that off-speed pitch? Yes, he did. It's ball 1. That's good. Good eye for Wyatt Brown. Earlier in the season, Brown would have swung right over that and behind a strike here. Instead, he lays off. Wyatt Brown waits for the fastball. He gets one there, and that is on the outside corner. He does not swing at it. 1 ball, 1 strike. Signs being flashed by third base coach Dave Langbin. With Cody Cocker at first thanks to a walk, and Wyatt Brown at the plate, 2 outs. 1-1 pitch coming. Nope, first to throw to first. Runners back. Quinton Hammer playing at first base. Sounds like a slugger's name, right? Ashwaubenon 20 wins against 7 losses. Evergreens 13 wins against 10 losses, including playoff games. Wyatt Brown there takes a pitch that is just up high. Ashwaubenon fans wanted that close call. The high strike not in play here. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. They saw that pitch drop down, but after it had crossed the plate, and that's why runner is going here. Wyatt Brown line drive center field, sinking, gets down, base hit. And misplayed in the outfield by the center fielder. The Evergreens will get another base. Turning second and going to third is Cody Cocker. So on Wyatt Brown's 2-out single, the Evergreens have runners on the corners. Wyatt Brown waited for a pitch he can handle and lined it into center field.
That brings up pitcher number 16, Brady.
I don't think we will assess an error there on Jared Curtis. Curtis did bobble that ball for a moment. Cody Cocker likely would have advanced to third anyway, and it is not posted as an error. So, all right, Wyatt Brown single moves the lead runner Cocker to third. And now runners are on first and third with 2 outs for Brady Burrell. Hit to the outfield ties the ball game. Burrell first ball swinging, and it's sliced down the line to right field. This is going to be in foul territory. And right fielder Jake Immig dove at that ball, even though he had no chance of coming up with it. Out on the grass there, and the ball fell probably about 10 feet away from him. Good effort. A little reckless, but good effort. And Brady Burrell with a long strike. Cody Cocker's the runner at third, and Wyatt Brown's the runner at first. Good speed at first base. Wyatt Brown's probably the fastest base runner in the Valley Conference. Not sure, though, you want to take the bat out of Burrell's hands. You probably don't have Wyatt Brown running here. Wyatt Brown is running, and he's trying to get into a rundown. Brown is trying to get into a rundown on purpose. He dives in, and he's safe. He was trying to get into a rundown to give the runner at third base a chance to score. The runner did not get a chance to score there, but Wyatt Brown gets credit for a stolen base. He gets into second base. Yeah, that was an intentional rundown play. Wyatt Brown broke while the pitcher still had the ball, trying to see if he could buy a cheap run for the Evergreens. Well, now instead they're...
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Walsall West High School. I'm Chris Conley, and we have reached the bottom of the third inning. Maybe a danger spot here for the DC Everest Evergreens, because they trail 2-1, and Brady Burrell's got to keep it from getting any further behind. Kyle Mosrinski, during our long commercial break, led off the inning with a walk. Cole Hansen, who was hit by a pitch, is batting now, and he's at 1-1. As you are listening right now to our ball game on the telephone feed from here. Pitch there is inside. It's 2-1.
Cole Hansen is batting. We have a runner on first, and Ashwaubenon is leading 2-0. Jaguars are on the bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Again, the Evergreens seem to have created enough offensive opportunities for themselves. Pitch there is down for a strike. Pitcher's pitch from Brady Burrell. 2-2 to Cole Hansen. Yeah, the Evergreens have put runners on base. The Evergreens, when they have been batting, have created scoring opportunities for themselves. So, I mean, you're fine with the game being where it is now, at 2-1. 2-1's fine. Don't like the Evergreens' chances against Turner Wittig as much should they fall behind 3 or 4 or 5-1. That becomes a tall order. Burrell misfires on his fastball, almost threw it over the head of his catcher, Mason Hagenbusher. Count is 3-2 to Cole Hansen. Again, there is a runner on first base, and there's no one out here in the bottom of the third inning. It just seems like Ashwaubenon has had a lot of base runners in the ball game here. 3-2 pitch coming. Runner is going. Pitch is down low for a ball. Throw is not in time. Burrell has walked the first two batters that he's faced here in the bottom of the second. Just like that, Ashwaubenon's generating opportunities for themselves. Hunter Fall to bat now. Fall delivered the RBI single back in the first inning that tied this ball game. Evergreens coach Dave Langbin is walking out to the mound. He's going to have a talk with his senior pitcher, Brady Burrell. And the Evergreens, look at that, just like that, have activity in their bullpen. Talked about that with Coach Dave Langbin, too. You know, everything is compressed at this time in the season. Can't afford to fall further behind. Can't afford to walk a lot of people. If you can't throw strikes,
that brings up the third baseman
you've got to get somebody else going in your bullpen. Trying to look down the first base line and see who the Evergreens have throwing there. I think that's Austin Behrens throwing. Behrens was effective back on Thursday afternoon against Antigo. Hunter Fall to bat with runners on first and second, and there is no one out. So Ashwaubenon threatening for more. Off-speed pitch, that smacked hard down the left field line, but it is foul. Turned on that fastball. Fall steps out of the batter's box and smacked his hands together like he'd like that pitch back to try and straighten it out and put it somewhere in play. It's dead 0-1. Fall wiggles that bat, just not settled in the batter's box. Burrell pitch up high, 1-1. Yeah, this has been a tough game for Brady Burrell not to be able to throw that breaking ball for a strike. I don't think he's thrown the off-speed pitch for a strike. If he has, he's done it only once. So when the batters know that if it's going to be in the strike zone, it's going to be a fastball, that's a huge advantage for the hitters. It's 1-1 here. And now Fall, the batter, asks for time, and it's given. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. Everybody's set again. Here comes the pitch. Down low. Burrell with the fastball misfired. 2-1. Chris Conley here on what's become kind of a hazy, comfortable day with a little bit of breeze. What little breeze we have is blowing in, but it's not a factor in today's game. It is a factor the 2 walks that Burrell has issued here in the bottom of the third. They're out on first and second in this 2-run game, a 2-1 game. Pitch here. This has popped up, and this should be an out. Shortstop, Alex Kell, he's fighting the sun, moves over to the second base side of the bag and makes the catch. Yeah, you know what? We've seen in a couple of plays on high fly balls, the sky is just the right color that those flies are hard to see. Evergreens needed that first out, and they got it. So the runners here don't advance. They're on first and second with one down, and the catcher Zach Immig to bat. Immig flied out to the third baseman, Cody Cocker. Skied out his first time up. And Immig looks like a tough out. Just looks like an imposing presence at the plate. Here's Brady Burrell's pitch. Wild pitch down low. Runners advance. And Mason Hagenbusher cannot locate the ball. Has to go all the way back to the backstop. Runners move up from first and second to second and third on the wild pitch. Hagenbusher reacted almost like he thought that he had kept that ball in front of him and didn't realize that it got past him. Costly wild pitch to put two in scoring position with one out. Yeah, I mean, we talked about this game is okay. It's manageable with the Evergreens trailing by a run. But if Zach Immig delivers a hit here, well, then suddenly, boy, you don't like the way this game looks at all. Pitch is up high, two balls and no strikes to Z. What the Ashwaubenon fans have been calling him here. Quinton Hammer awaits on deck. So Zach Immig's going to get a pitch to hit here. Burrell's taking a long time. He's looking in. Now he comes set. There are runners on second and third. Fastball down low by a little bit. 3-0. And Brady Burrell is in danger of loading the bases. Those two other runners both there via walk. Here is Burrell's 3-0 pitch. Tried something off speed. Left it up high where it's been all day, and it's ball four. Bases are loaded. Coach Dave Langbin has seen enough. There's going to be a pitching change here. Brady has walked all 1, 2, 3 runners here. And Brady Burrell's day is done. While the Evergreens make this pitching change, we will take a 1-minute break. 2-1 Ashwaubenon, none out, bottom of the third inning. The Jaguars have the bases loaded. Back in one on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds. Over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We are Buckhorns!
Welcome back to Walsall West High School. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens are making a pitching change here in the bottom of the third inning. Senior Ryan Kell comes in. And Kell is going to conference with catcher Mason Hagenbusher as he completes his warm-up pitches. What a tough spot here for Kell to come in. Kell's got a harder fastball than Brady Burrell, so this will be a little bit different look for Ashwaubenon. A little more velocity coming from the mound. But Ryan Kell comes in with the bases loaded and only one out, with his team trailing 2-1. He'll face Quinton Hammer, who grounded out his first time up. Brady Burrell stays in the game and moves over to first base. Josh Merchant will leave the ball game, at least for the time being. Kyle Broke will come in as a courtesy runner here at third base. And Ryan Kell is getting ready to come in here. So Ryan Kell on in relief of Brady Burrell. And Burrell is responsible for all three of the runners who are here on base. Double play would be a huge friend here. First pitch is a wild pitch and a run comes in. Ryan Kell's first pitch was a short pitch right in front of the plate. bounced away from Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher is upset with himself because he thought he should have stopped that, although the pitch was low and wild, and the run comes in 3-1. And runners move up to second and third. Rosinski, the man who got the first walk, comes in to make it the 3-1 ball game. Cole Hansen is still out there at third base. Here's the pitch. There's a fastball, and that's a strike to Quinton Hammer. So now it is 3-1. And again, there are still two men in scoring positions. I mean, Ryan Kell absolutely has to come in and put out this fire. 1-1. Kell's a right-hander, off-speed pitch there. He leaves that up high. Yep, that is the difference right now in this ballgame. Turner Wittig for Ashwaubenon throws lots of pitches aside from his fastball for strikes. And the Evergreens pitchers have been having a hard time throwing that hook or that hard slider for a strike. Evergreens pitching has been one-dimensional. Off-speed pitch there is up high, 3-1. So Kell's been unable to get that pitch down and over, just like Brady Burrell was unable to. 3-1. Quinton Hammer should get one to hit here. And again, a hit to the outfield potentially brings in two more runs and blows this game open. Danger zone for the Evergreens. Fastball, outside corner strike. That's a nice pitch from Ryan Kell. He needed that. Battle back to full at 3-2. See if Ryan Kell can get himself a strikeout here and battle all the way back. Looks in and gets his sign from catcher Hagenbusher. Now looks at that lead runner at third. Coming home here. Did he reach at that? Yes, sir, he did. Strike three. Quinton Hammer unable to check his swing, and he goes down on strikes. Big second out for the Evergreens. Huge. Here comes Jake Moynihan.
That brings up number four, Jack Moynihan.
I'm told that it is Jack and not Jake, and I believe the Ashwaubenon fans behind me, who I just heard say, "Come on, Jack." They're not wrong. With two outs, this is a big at-bat for Ashwaubenon. Ashwaubenon is going to feel like they came away empty-handed if they can't get some of these runs across. They've got one in and have extended their lead to 3-1. A hit could make it 4 or 5-1. Jack Moynihan awaits Ryan Kell's pitch and fouls that pitch back for strike one. Comes to rest right in front of our Fox Sports Field microphone. That was pitcher Turner Wittig who came over and picked that up. Wittig has pitched a very good game so far. Moynihan is waiting Ryan Kell's 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. Off-speed pitch. Still can't throw it for a strike. Left it up high. 1-1. Yeah, if I'm an Ashwaubenon batter, and if I see coming out of the pitcher's hand that it's not fastball, I want to hold up and take because the odds are it's not going to be a strike. I would take that until one of the Evergreens pitchers demonstrates that they can throw it for a strike. Off-speed pitch there, and again it misses up high. 2-1. Cole Hansen is the runner at third base. Pinch runner for Zach Immig at second. Pitcher Turner Wittig is on deck should the inning continue. Pitch there is a fastball, but it's a little wide. 3-1. Just frustrating to see the Evergreens pitching. It was so good on Thursday against Antigo. And the Evergreens pitchers here scuffling a little bit. Seems like they've been constantly behind in the count. 3-1 delivery, and that misses up high. Fastball, didn't go to a breaking ball. Bases are loaded here again. Again, and that's the problem. A run in and the bases are loaded, and Ashwaubenon has not had a hit in this inning. Four runners reaching on walks. Wild pitch from Brady Burrell that allowed a run, Ryan Kell. Wild pitch from Brady Burrell that allowed runners to come up. Wild pitch from Ryan Kell that allowed a runner to come in. It's charged to Burrell, put there on Burrell's walk. Bases loaded here for Turner Wittig. pitch there from Ryan Kell over the outside corner for a strike. Yeah, I mean, with the bases loaded, just really, really tough to work from behind if you're a pitcher in the count. Wittig reached on an error on what I had originally scolded as an infield hit. Said they charged an error to the shortstop, Ryan Kell. There's a ground ball to short. Kell will get a chance here, flips to second, and the Evergreens are out of the inning. Without the benefit of a hit and four walks and two wild pitches, Ashwaubenon gets one run and extends their lead. It could have been worse. The Evergreens must feel fortunate that they've limited the damage here. At the end of three complete, Ashwaubenon 3, D.C. Everest 1, back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.